We are on Daf, Peizayim, Amad Aleph. We have two Tosfos to learn on the Mishnah, and then we'll learn the next Sugya. It says in our Mishnah, Minichse Yesaimim Leisifcha Elo Bishvua. Taima, Amai Leitikshe Mahach Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara ask from this Mishnah, Lamandi Yoma Beresh Perik Shema Yisaimim, and Iskokin Lenichse Yisaimim Ele Im Kain Ribis Eichelas Behem. That Besdin is not Yoyred to be Goive from Nichse Yisaimim Ktanim, unless Elim Kain Ribis Eichelas Behem, unless if by stalling off the Gviye, the Pirulin, so will be eating up there in the Chosim. Dahach lehav emotzi luk mikigain sheyesh ribis, kidemeshani yidem defroimin nichse yisoimim elamin aziburis, vatu vedemaisi hosom. Our Mishnah can't be speaking about that is ribis echelis. The case of Ribis Eichelis is speaking about a goy that is wants to be goy v'achoyv, and a goy is malva b'ribis. Our Mishnah is speaking about an isha, a yidene, so there's no ribis in our Mishnah. Another Mishnah is, there's another Mishnah, ein efroim minichsi yisoimim elamin aziburis. So there the Gemara answers it's speaking about Ribis Eichelis behem. So that you can say, and those Mishnahs you can say, but on our Mishnah you can't say it. The Lekalamay Midahachtoch, you can look maybe Yisaimim Gedoilim, maybe we'll solve the problem very easy. We'll say, Ainis Kokil Nichse Yisaimim, speaking by Yisaimim Ktanim. Our Mishnah is speaking about Yisaimim Gedoilim. So by Gedoilim, Yaraniskak. Dimkain, so what's the whole sugya in Erchen? Ahide in the Freim Alamina Zeboiris, Amaile Mukilo Davke Begdoilo. So let us say, if this is a Teretz on our Mishnah, it's a Teretz on that Mishnah also. Ela Vadai, Svir Leila Shas, the Becholin Yenairi, it says, Nichse Yisaimim, so it's that didn't specify which Yisaimim, so it means all Yisaimim. That's why the Gemara had to answer that they're speaking about Ribis Eichelis Behem. So we have guidelines from the Gemara's Kasha Ve'Nifroim Elamin HaZiburis. We see that the Gemara assumed that Stam Yisaimim is Kailalo Yisaimim. So Bezoi, we have a Kasha from our Mishnah. So it's speaking about all Yisaimim, and it's not speaking about Ribis Eichelis Behem. So why doesn't the Gemara in Erchen ask from our Mishnah? So Tosfos answers, Vaymeri, Devadi Dahachtoch Avamukilo Begdoilim. No, it's no Kashe from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Zichah speaking about Gedoilim, Davke. Aye, so Tosfos said if that's the case, so why didn't the Gemara say the Mishnah of Einifrem Elamin Zaburis is also speaking about Gedoilim? Aval Eid Einifrem Elamin Zaburis, Loi Nechil Alukme B'Gedoilim, Loi Nivshayt Hodaboy Loban Ezokin Yisaimim Sha'omru Deinifroim Elmin Aziboyres Ktanem Ayafilu Gedoilim. The Gemara is a Shailen Gitten if the Halacha applies by Gedoilim. So therefore the Gemara did not want to say that Mishnah is speaking about Gedoilim, because then we'll be Poshet this Shailen. So the Gemara wanted to assume that Mishnah is only speaking about Ktanem, so we have a problem. Alim came Ribis Eichelis Behem. So the Gemara answers, Yenemish is speaking about Ribis Eichelis Behem. Makshim, Hodis Namba Sheleach, there's a Mishnah Sheleach, Ein Amona Nifras, Minichse Yisaimim Elo Beshvur. that an almone has to swear when she's goyve minichse yisaymet. Meporech my irye almone. Everyone abolifcha minichse yisaymet liyifra ala bishvuet. Mishani damone itztrichelei. Mishum chine. I would think almone not. Everyone, yes, but I would think almone not al tzchine. So therefore, we'll patra from the shvuah. So it says no. Vahashte. Amai itzrich lemisni. So why do you need this mishni in Gittin? Otanina lohoche. It says over here, abo lifra minichse yisoymim. So speaking about an almone, loisifcha ela bishvuah. So we have already a mishni about almone. Kasha number one. And kasha number two, leil nami gabi hoyo olav ksubis isha balchoy. They're speaking about that the Baal left over a pekodin, and there's a ksubis isha balchoy. So Rabbi Kiva says, in Yerushim, Rabbi Kiva says, he give it to the Yerushim, shekulon tzrichin shvue, be Yerushim ein tzrichin shvue. Nan shekulon tzrichin shvue. So it says, klo, we're speaking about an almone, speaking about the yisoymim, and the ksubesisha. So it says that they need a shvuah. So why do we need this special mishnah in Gittin? V'yishloim et itzach lemisnei osam, d'loy tukmi masnisin d'hoche begrusha. It's no raya that our mishnah is speaking about an almone. It could be speaking about a grusha. And later husband died. Abu Bamona later boy shvu mishum chine. So that is the Mishneh and Daf Pei Dalet. A kulon tzrichin shvua could be speaking about a grusha. That could be as our Mishneh also speaking about a grusha. But Almona, I would think al tzchine she's potted to swear. Vaaf al gav de grusha boy na michein, kidom la kamper kamone, mi komokin le boy chain ke moy almone. Almone needs more chain. So my male said, therefore I need a special mishne in Gittin to tell me that a fiddle an almone also has to swear. Vahol oi tikshi mas nisin dohocha ma itzach lemisni. So now our Mishnah is shver. So forget, I have a Mishnah in Gittin that says, afilu an almone, that is a svar of chayn. She can only be goiva with a shvuah. So why do we have over here, bo lifcha minichse yisoymin, which is speaking about afila grusha. Whatever it's speaking about, I know from that Mishnah. Ma itzach lemisni dohocha, ton loi ba'ave hanach, de nefroim ela bishvuah. That's what they said. Let's just wag me down Mishnah Bechlal. Let's learn out this din from Yenna Mishnah. So they says, because here we're giving a list of all the Nefroim Bishvuah, so we stick this in also. That is 100% true. We have already a Mishnah that says that Amona is Nefras Bishvuah, but he wanted to put all the Nefroim Bishvuah. Zog de Gemara. Sava Rami bar Chome lemeima. Rami bar Chome wanted to say, Shvua de Reise. But Pegemis swears a Shvua de Reise. De Katoin Mosayim. He tainis, he gave her 200 zuz. De Kaboy de Lebemeya. And she's made in 100 zuz. She says, I got 100 zuz, and you owe me still another 100 zuz. Havale day heido bemiktsas atayne. He's tining, I gave you 200, and she's mighty, gave me 100. The chol hamoide bemiktsas atayne yishav. So Rami Bar Chome understood that our Mishnah is speaking about a shvua d'iraisa. Omar rove shtei tshuvis bedova. Our Mishnah cannot be speaking about a shvua deraisa. There's two kashas on this. Chode, kasha number one, the chol anishboim shebetoire, nishboim veloy mishalmen. Ashvua de Reise is that he swears in order not to have to pay. Velokach by love, the Balaam takes the Shvua below Yishalim. Vehi nishbas v'naitelis. Here it says that a pegemis that she swears. So this is not a Shvua de Reise. A Shvua's hanoipum is not a Shvua de Reise. Vaoid, and raya number two, einish boin al kvirish shibut karkois. One does not swear on a kvira of shibut karkois. And a shtar is kvira shibut karkois. Eloma rove, so rove said, mi darabono. The whole shvua here is darabono. Now, why does she have to swear? She has a ksubim. Why does she have to swear? Is the pora dayik. A person who pays, he's medayik how much he paid. The mifra, a person who gets paid, loy dayik. Got paid, she's not medayik. Yeah, she got some money, but she's not medayik if he taka paid her the whole thing. So she's under the impression that she didn't get paid the whole thing. The Romo Rabbonin Shvua Loki Heichid Taidik. So the Rabbonin said, you swear that you didn't get paid completely? No, when she knows she has to swear, so she'll start thinking over again. Did he pay her completely? Didn't he pay her completely? Ki Heichid Taidik. Let us see Rashi. Shvua di reise. Rami Bacham held it's a shvua di reise. V'navke mino de loy mafchinon lo. But there's no din of hepech shvua. So the sheet explains, hepech shvua is like this. If she would tell him, he shavali v'hi poter. She tells him, that like this, the Mishnah says a pegemis, she swears and takes. She says, no, I don't want to swear. You swear and you'll become pot. I don't want to swear. So by yeshvua d'yeraisa lav kol kemino, rebetz in yechai v'shvua d'yeraisa, either you swear or you don't take. V'ker tachad yeshvua d'yeraisa. Yeshvua d'rabbonon, we could be mahapach the shvua. Maybe shvua d'rabbonon, you could say that, because I don't want to swear, if you'll swear, you'll be potter. So that's what Rashi means. When afkamina d'loy mafchin in law, she can't say, you swear and be potter. She has to swear, and if she doesn't swear, she won't be goyde. Because it's a shvua d'yeraisa. So the Gemara said, no, this can't be a shvua d'raisa, because every shvua d'raisa nishboin v'loy mishalman. Misha toivin oisoi, a person who we are teveya him, nishba, he swears. Shenema, the pasuk says, shvuas Hashem tiye ben shneim. There should be a shvua, and then the pasuk explains, v'lokach bolov v'loy yishalim. And that the Teveya accepts the Shvua from the Nitva, v'lo yishalem, and the Nitva does not have to swear. Mi sha'olov l'shalem hu nishba. The one who has to swear, so it's nishba v'nifta. Nishba v'lo yishalem. That's what the Pasuk says, not nishba v'noitl. Kol shtorish shibut karkois ain't veinish boin ala karkois kedamrinem bishvuas abazov. And shibut karkois is just like karka. Elom arovim idarabonim. His shvua zu. The shvua is not a shvua d'iraisa. It's a shvua d'arabonim. My time de pora dayik. A person who pays is medayik. A person who gets paid is not medayik. V'im toima. Beloy poigim nami, so Rashi yes akasha, why do you need poigim, hokaim alon bishvuis? The omaloy shtabali deloy paraticha, if the nitva told the Teveya with a shtab, swear that I didn't pay you, Mashbinale is mechuyiv to swear. Vahainami okotoin le praticha. Here it's speaking about he's tining, I paid you. So memele, if he's tining, he paid her. So memele, so she has to swear. Why do you need the solesik of pegemes? For speaking about a shvur darabono, why do you need the nesik of pegemes? Umatzoirech bepkime. Behem beidechot meida sheprua beleidnami meshbin in lo. So Rashi says, "Opachin alei b'shvuis." So Gemara zakashe, "Ma bein zel lepoigim shtori." If there's a din shvur by yishtabeli, so what is this in this and poigim shtori by poigim? You have to be poigim. Umishanin lo hochi. The Gemara answers there as follows: Hosom ki poigim. If she's poigim. She says that you paid me half of the ksube. And he says, I paid you the whole ksube, mashbinele, then we mashbia, the teveya, vafilu leitoin loi ze hishovali. Afilu he didn't father ashvue. This din teire gufe, that the Teveya is a poigim, and the Nitfa is kaifa, that he paid everything, so that's the din you swear. Afilu loitoin loizehi shavali, avol ki loi poigim, but if he's not a poigim, yenemons the whole shtar, yenemons the whole ksube. Afilu omalei praticho, afilu the nitva says I paid you up, iloi omalei bed yishtabli, imrinilei zil shlim. If he didn't father ashvue, I don't tell him that the teve is mechuyiv to swear. Don't knock it shtore. He has a shtar. There's no reyes at all in the shtar. If it's pogim. So then we have here a svore to be chayish, that the Isha forgot, the Mifra Loidaik. So then Bezn was Machayev Shvua. But if it's Loipogim, so Kozman, the Nitva's not Teveya Shvua, you don't have to swear. Zok Taisvis, Omar Rove, Shtei Chuveis Bedover. So Rove said, yes, and Romi Bachome, there are two rayas to prove that this is not a shvur deraisa. Teima l'rashbe, akati iko shlishis. There's a third raya that is not a shvur deraisa. The mipnei ma'omra teira demay demitzisataina yishava mishum dishtamutikom mishtamet. So l'chayra Taisus means to ask as follows. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, in the Ksubis before, Minei ma'omra teire meide mitzvah sataina yishoma. So Taisus learns pshat, every meide mitzvah says amigo kilimina kaifa hakil. So let's say amigo. So the Gemara answers, it's amigo de hoza. In other mayas ponav if ne bal choyve. He's not a mayas ponav. He wouldn't tell them that he doesn't know it. So the Gemara, so Taisus explains further, he's not a mayas ponim, so why does he say he paid up half? He's not a mayas ponim. Oh! So he says he's not a mayas ponim, and he said he paid up half. Is the right? I could pay up half. So why does he have to swear in this half? I'm a right. Manshech, if he's a mayas ponim, he'd be a kofer hakel. And if he says that he paid up half, so al kochoch, he's not a meis ponim. So why does he have to swear on that? That's pshat the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, really, he's not a meis ponim. The kulabod the loidele, he really would want to say, I owe you the whole thing. He doesn't have money now, so he wants to stall for time. Is ishtabuti kom ishtamet? So therefore, he's stalling for time. So that means like this. So when he says that I paid up half, so really he's not amazed. That means you have to read between the lines. He's telling him, Yenna says you owe me $100. So I say, I owe you 50, the other 50 I paid. So you hear from me, I'm telling you, I agree, I owe you. You say, owe you, I tak owe you. I'm saying I paid 50, so that what I'm saying I owe you 50 is not a mameyus ponim. I mean to say, don't mon right now, I'll pay you when I have money. Ishtamuti kom ishtamit. So mameyla, but he feels that he's not a mameyus ponim. If he'll tell the malve, I don't know what you're talking about, the check of a cousin. That's how is it? I mean, so... That's he's telling him in his ponim, he lent him $100 and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's awesome. But when he's made it to him, but it's exactly not the way you say, I taco you, I really you, but it's not exactly the way you say, there's a slight difference. So then there's no hose. Ishtemuti kom ishtamin. But if there would be a hose, so then he has a migu, meimonim shech, then you have to believe me. So now, so l'chayre toisvis means to ask over here, that here you don't have the teretz of the Gemara and Bava Metzia. That means like this. If you say this is a shvuah deraisa, Rami Bochamel, this is a shvuah deraisa. So she is moaning a money. He says, I paid you 200. She's moaning a money. Why is she moaning a money? This is not ishtemuti kam ishtamet. She's moaning from him a money. So, if she's a meis ponim, min achutzpi paid her 200, and then she's moaning him another money. So if she's a meis ponim, so let her, she could have said 200. Is that aye? She's not a meis ponim. So she has a migu. So the Taisus Lcheire is asking, the Gemara in Bob Mitzias, every Maida B'Mitzis has a Migo and the Teretz is Ishtemuti Kamishtamet, he doesn't have a Migo, it's a Migo the Hose. That means the Kfire is not a Hose, it's Ishtemuti Kamishtamet, but here, her Tviya is a Hose. So she has a Migo. By time Eloishayah Choche Klav. Lochaire, I had a ha'ore. It's a migu de lohaitzi. But this was kash, it's a migu lohaitzi. Let's go a little further, we'll come back to this ha'ore. The mifra loidaik. So now the Gemara says that it's not a shvu de raise, the whole thing is a darabonon, and the problem is because the pora, if he says he paid, he knows he paid. The mifra, the one who got paid, isn't medayik. So therefore they said that she should swear, and then she'll be medayik. The davke bepoigem hu de ikel meima hoyel upora bemitzi shochaliye shepora hakel. He says, if she's not medayik and she got paid, so it could very well be she got paid in Gansen, but she's not medayik. Avol beloy poigim lemrinen deloy daik. But if she says you owe me 200, so then we won't say the mifra loy daik, so let her swear. Forget then she doesn't have to swear. If not poigim ksuboso, so she has a shtar, and he has to pay her 200. Unless he says ishtabali, that's something else. But without ishtabali, there's no chiyuv shvua, because if she's tining, she never got paid, that she knows. The whole mifra leidayik means if you got paid, so then you're not medayik. How much? He got paid. But if she said close, she never got paid, so she's zicha medayik, and therefore she's nema without a shvua. So Taisvah says, Tzvloishayach kan migu. so fakt doch teise sei bezoi in de schwur der rabonon in de schwur der rabonon so so let's ask the kasha, so let's believe her with the amibu. That means if she would say, the whole reason we don't believe because she's ledaik. Because she got paid a little bit, so she's not medaik. So, but if she says she never got paid, she's nemon. So let's believe her with amibu. So on this kasha of Tosfos, here the Shita Mekebetzes brings down the Rabbeinu Yoine, it's amibu lohaitzi. Here the Shita asks this kasha, or says this teretz. Why Tosfos did not say this teretz could perhaps be one of two reasons. Could be, this bechlal is not called migulahitzi. Migulahitzi means that a mighty moment through a migul. Bemison over here, I'm only accomplishing with the migul. Really, she has a star over here. She has a star. But we're matel on her a shvuin. So she's mechuyev to swear. Pshat is that after she swears, so it could very well be, she's mighty momen with the shtar. The Pegemis is Machayev Ashvue, so it could be this is not called Migu Lahaitzi. That means the Migu is only, she's mighty with the shtar, but we need a more than a Birur of the shtar because she's a Pegemis. So that's a shtikel reyes. So for that we need a bir of shvuah. So on the that what you're demanding from me a yisrin bir. I have a migul. I prove to you. I'm telling the truth. It's a migul. So I don't have to swear. But the itzos moment could be out the shtar. This is not called a migul oitzi. Maybe that's what Tais was held. Or my shvager wanted a taina, a different taina that's brought down in Poiskim. Bechlal, if the Teveya has a shtar, it's now called Migulahitzi. There's a svara to say it's Commander Govi Domi. There's a svara, it's the Deva Chazoka Komasha Tachashi Adon, and that's Messayeya, the Shtochem Yodim, my boy, is Messayeya, the Migul. But we see Al-Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Yoine does say this teretz and some igula haitzi. Al kaponim, let's get back to Tosfos. So Tosfos has now a kasha on the shvua de rabbonim. This whole leidaike is only if she got paid. But if she never got paid, then she's zicha medaik. So she has amigo, she could have said she never got paid. Emphatisvis, v'loi shayach kan migu, hoil v'taima mishum d'loi dayiku. Since the reason is that she's not medayik, do hu sova she digdek? Digdek, the Rishash makes a grace. Do hu sova she digdek? She holds that she was medagdik. I mean, she holds she wasn't medagdik taka. So here we have a case of innocence. That means she does not in any way want to do an avlechas v'sholem. That what she's moaning a money because she's under the impression that he taka only paid a money. Mifra leidik. So she's not medaik. That means let's say a bad marshal. Let's say a person who pays, he counts over 10 times the dollar bills before he puts it in Yenim's hand. She got paid, she counts it quickly and finished. The Mifra Loi Dayik. So Mamela, the way she looked at it, whatever it is, so she's under the impression that she only got a half of a ksubit. She thinks like that. So lefi dato, so of this pasnish kai migu. Migu only works if I'm choshed yenna l'sheker. So he says, listen, if I'd be a liar, a batlan dafach zayin, I could have said a good lie. I mean, I could have said a lie, and people won't look at me, and people won't scrutinize me. I could have said a good lie, and everyone will believe me. And I go and say, it's a batlan shalai. So you see, the dam is brentim here. That is the lumdus of amigo. That is only if you're chayish, the person is a liar. So memela, I'll prove to you I'm not a liar. That's the birur of amigo. But I say she's not you're a liar. You're making a mistake. You're under the impression you only got 100 zuz. That you're under impression. So memela, what will amigo prove to me? Amigo prove to me that it doesn't make you any more daikon. The amigo doesn't make you a daikon. So therefore, amigo won't help. So Tosfos says, I bring you a Gemara that says such a svara. Meis bali bimulchome, ain't an emenes. That if she says meis bali bimulchome, so we don't believe her. Afal gavdi kemigu, di boy omra meis almitosai. Why did she have to go and say the whole thing that meis bali bimulchome? She could have said meis almitos. Vahaina mishum, the omra bididomi, the zimne de mochle begira, eberumche, Besovra de meis, because really she's not a liar. She's saying meis because what she saw makes her think that Itake died. But really he didn't die. So again, Miga won't help over here. She could have said meis al mitosa. Yizicha, I mean, you think he died. That's why you're saying he died. So Taisus tells us a yesod. If the person has a mistaken impression, he doesn't realize the true facts, so then Migo doesn't help. Migo only helps if I'm choshed l'shak. Miu koshelari, de bereish peri kol anishboy, gabi socher bizmanei nishpor v'noitel. Socher bizmanei, that means like this, that a person, a worker, Bizmane, when there's this man Piroi, he comes to the employee, he comes to the masker, he tells them, you should pay me. And the masker says, I paid you. So it says in the Mishnah that Soche Bizmane Nishba Benoitel. He swears I didn't get paid, and it's Nishba Benoitel. Let's just explain why do we say this? Because we say Balabayis Torod Bepayalov. Balabos is Torod Bepayalov. That means that he has 2,000 workers, so Memela, and he paid. So he's very fatumul. So he could be under the impression that he paid. In reality, he didn't pay. So Memela, but the socher, he only has one person to worry about himself. So the socher knows better than the balabos. So memela, so we taking this into consideration, could be the balabos is torad bepayalov. He thinks that he paid, but he really didn't pay. So we said the socher swears that he didn't get paid, and he's a nishba v'noitel. Zok de gemore, loishonu el shesochoi be'edim. That is davke, if it was sochoi be'edim. That means when he was hired, there were edim that saw how he was hired. Avo sochoi sheloi be'edim, but if he was hired without edim, so the masker is amigo mitech sheyocholoyma loyschartiha miyolom yocholoyma schartiha v'nosati lechoschoch. So the masker is amigo, the balabos is amigo. That means if there's no proof whatsoever that he ever hired him, so then the balabos is amigo. He could say as follows: if I'd be a liar, why did I have to say that I never hired you? Why did I have to say that I paid you? And everyone looks at me, you remember, 2,000 workers, you remember? I could have said a good lie. I could have said I never hired you. I don't know you from Adam. I don't know you. I don't know when you're coming among for me. And as the Taisus Harosh explains over here, if there would be such a scenario that the employer says, I never hired you, and the poyel says, you hired me, so who would the world believe? So the Taisus Harosh says, Zicha believed the Osha, not the Sani. He says he never hired him. We zicha believe him. That's what the Taisus Harosh says. Im ho yotoyin lo ischa ticho vi yaminu lo odom osha yoysim lo odom oni. Now that's this shaila, listen, I mean, why should he, if he hired him? It's an Irishkeit. It's a shaila of another $10. So what? He's a millionaire. So if he taka hired him, we'll say lo ischa ticho. I mean, this guy needs $10. So he says the whole maisa. There was working with 2,000 workers. So he says he also worked. I mean, the balabos would say lo ischa ticho. Would be poshit that he'd be believed and he'd be potted to pay. So memela, now that he says chalticham nasati los cholcho, and this the person says loy nasati this nasati lischori loy nasati lischori. So here take he's not believed. It looks that people don't believe him. So memela, so the Gemara says, but if there are no edim, he has amigo. Why did he have to say about lonish taine? Of schar ticha benasati, if he's a liar, why did he say about lonish taine of schar ticha? Benasati lechos chocho, which no one believes him. Let him say a lie, which is, oila shulchem alochim. He could have said lo schar ticha, and everyone would believe him. Is a guy, he's telling the truth. So the Gemara says that what is a din socha nishba v'noitel, that's davke if there's edim that he hired him. So then he doesn't have amigo. But there's no edim, so the masker has amigo, so memela the masker is nema. Why do we believe over there the masker? But time the socha nishba benoitel beschori beedim, when there is edim. So why do we believe the socha? Mishum the balabai is torah bepoyalov, because the balabos is torah besover shapore kediomar hosam. Tafil shvu eloi hayitzoich hasocha. Even theoretically, he didn't even need a shvu. That means the balabos, he doesn't know what's flying with him. So Mamela, he says, I paid you, it's like a tiny shemo. So Mamela, Meiker Adin, the socher, could moan from him the money without swearing at all. It's like a bori v'shemo. He says, shemo praticha, and idem praticha. That's really what's happening over here. So Mamela, Meiker Adin, he could take the money at all without swearing. Al-Kadei Lof is daidu shabalabais. So al koponim, the whole reason a socher is nemun, because we say a balabos taki doesn't know. So Tosfos asks, so how does this stim with our Gemara and the Gemara in Yevamos? Before I just said a svore. If a person is under the impression that he's right, he's mistakenly under the impression that he's right, amigo doesn't help. Amigo only helps if he has an intent to lie, but if he thinks that he's right, amigo will not help the situation. So Taisu says the same thing is over there also by a balabos. The balabos is under the impression that he paid. So the balabai is talking about Paolo, he's mistakenly under the impression. So how does amigo help? So Taisu is lives by Akash. Now, the Taisus HaRosh by us answers this Kasha, and Memeson Taisus and Shuas answers. Taisus doesn't, Shuas doesn't bring down our Gemara, but the same terrors what Taisus says in Shuas, the Taisus HaRosh says here. So the Taisa Rosh is as follows. That what the Rabbonon believed the Socher, Mishum the Bori Shal Balabai is Choshev Kishema. The Torah is Torah Bepayalet Vesheicheyach. So we really choshed him that he's a Shema. He's saying, I paid you, I know I paid you. We have to take this with a grain of salt. He doesn't know. He thinks he paid him, not he knows he paid him. But he says, I know I paid you. Veheiched the Islamiku. But if he has a migu, oz lehave bori didei kishema, shim hoye loy shum sofik bedovo, vo yeroitze lafkiya momina soche a yidei sofik shaloi, yoyse berotzen hoye toye loy toyen loy sechal ticha, vi aminu lo de moshe yoysim lo de moni, imashu toyen esatos holcho, ki bezem aminin yoyse le soche, כי תאילון שבלבאי יסתורת בפייל. וזוק תאיסס הראש אמור דקבות. This is what תאיסס says in Shavuos also. The תאיסס הראש says as follows. When this person says, I paid you. Now, let's go בפנימיס לבובוי. Let's whisper in his ear. Do you think you paid him or do you know you paid him? Now, he thinks a minute, so he says, I think I paid him. Look, so he asked him, Akash, so why say you know you paid him? You only think. If I think I paid him, I should pay him. I mean, I think I paid him, so that's enough. I don't know, I should pay him. I should pay him myself. I think I paid him. So my mailer. So we ask him another question. Rabbi Yid, are you telling the truth by saying you know you paid him? No. It's not the truth. It's like, I say I know I paid him. It's not the truth. But I won't pay him because if I think I pay him, I won't pay him. Misafik, I won't pay him. So, but I'm going to say I think he'll make me pay. So, my mailer, since I think, I feel I'm potter, so I'll say I know I paid him. Finished. And I feel I can daven afterwards also. It's about that minute. I think I paid him. Finished. If that would be the case, then there's a big kasha. So why did you say you know you paid him and people look at him, they don't trust you? Why didn't you say that the Yitaka didn't hire him? That means if you think you don't owe him any money, but since Misofik you have intentions not to pay him, so you're saying a lie, a white lie, call whatever you want. You're saying a lie because you don't want to pay him because you think you paid him. So, if I'm a liar, so I could have said a better lie. I could have said, I never hired you. I mean, the same thing, I know I paid you when I didn't hire you is the same lie. It's a lie. It's not true. But I feel I don't owe you any money. I feel you're a liar also. So, in Mikesh Dispato, you're a liar, so Memela, I can lie also. So Memela, so in lying, so this, the lie of Lois Chaticha is a better lie than the lie of Praticha. Right? So Zaraya, I'm not a liar. So Zaraya, I'm not a liar, Take. So if I say, I know I paid you, I Take no. Because if there'd be any suffix in my mind, and I know I'm saying a little lie, there would have been a better lie to say. And if I say I know I paid you, and everyone looks at me and I get red, because I have to say the truth. I mean, that's my tab. I have to say the truth. So sorry, I'm telling the truth. Azoi zokt the Taisus Harosh. But now we get stuck. He doesn't fear us. So what happens by us? So we also have the same thing. Taisus says that Taisus Takasha, she says she's a pegemish. She said he paid me 100, he owes me the other 100. So we say it could be Take, she thinks he didn't pay the other 100. Fine.
So Taisa says, let's believe her with amigo. She could have said they didn't pay anything. So Taisa says, Sapasnish can amigo though, because she thinks he's saying the truth. So Mamela, so amigo doesn't pass over here. If a person's under the pressure saying the truth, amigo won't help. So let's go through the same procedure. Let's ask her. You say he only paid 100. Do you know he didn't pay the other 100? Yes or no? So if she thinks he didn't pay the other 100, so weiter. Sie doch ein guter amigo. That's what we're saying now. A person who thinks and he says, I know, that's a liar. A liar has amigo already. So the Maram Shiv Be'etzim speaks about it by us. He says, Dafman Zogin. He says, according to Taisvis, and he doesn't mean down to Taisa Rosh, but he says, Dafman Zogin, that here's worse. Here, the Mifra Loidayik, here she take, thinks she knows. That here it's much worse than that. She's such a sheicheyach. She. The mifra loydayik. By balabai is torid bepoyalov al kaponim. He's aware that he doesn't know 100%. That's enough already. If he, but here isha loydayik. She really thinks 100%. Beteures vadai that she didn't get paid. Also ich darf noch heire sagen, so she doesn't have amigo. Because what's amigo? I mean, she's telling the truth according to the way she thinks she's telling the truth.
So he says like this. He says, over here, we say she's mamish brainwashed. She really thinks he paid. And what do? We tell her, so, you swear. And if you swear you didn't get paid, we talk to that brainwashed lady. If you swear you didn't get paid, you can be mighty mammon from him. Over there, by the socher, so we say that the Balabas is not completely brainwashed. There we say, if he doesn't have amigo, you don't swear and the socher will swear. And the socher will be neitel. So frekta shemu shamayim. So if we'll say pshat, that she's more tzedrudult than a Balabas, so Chazal made a modne pshore. A tzedrudult lady, you believe her with a shvua, not the husband. She's real tzedrudult. And you believe her that she didn't get paid and she's mighty moment. And the balabos, who's not so tzedrudult, if he says, I paid, so if he doesn't have amigo, you don't believe him, and you believe the socher. So that's a pella. That can't be. So the Maram Shiv says, it's not gefährlich. Why not? So this is what the Maram Shiv means. The Maram Shiv says as follows. The Gemara says like this, that the Mifra loidayik, v'romu rabon and shvur lo ki heichet de teidik. That means like this. There's a matzev when she's not medayik. When she is not medayik, that means there's a certain amount of concentration that is needed to be medayik. That means, if you'll tell her swear, so then all of a sudden, it's a new ball game. Swear, shvur, shem, shemayim. So then there's a amount of concentration that she's going to think, did he pay me, didn't he pay me? And when, if she'll take, use that amount of a concentration, she'll take remember he paid him, 100%. But Kozman, she's not forced to concentrate also shvur, her mind is a blank. Without pressure to concentrate, so her mind is mamish a blank. She thinks 100% sure he didn't pay her. That means without concentration, she's completely convinced that he didn't pay her. The mifra loidaike. Masha ain't came. If you'll put a chi of shvua on her,
you put a chiyuv shvua on her, so then she'll sit down and concentrate. And if she will concentrate, she'll remember the truth. With the concentration, on the concentration, he's a fatumulte. So Mamela, we can't tell him to swear, because he'll sit 20 minutes swearing, and he still won't remember clearly that, unless he has amigo. If he has amigo, then he's showing us that he's an honest man. But to leave the birul advorim in the hands of the balabos, that we can't do, because the balabos is takefa tumuta. He never can get a true picture. With the pachad of a shu, we still won't have a true picture. So therefore, we said that the soch is nishba v'noitom. Zog the Gemara weiter. Iboyilu, poigemes ksuboso be'edim. What happens if Edim came and said, Edim saw he paid a money? That means, and then he said he paid a second one also. So that money paid the Edim, and then he paid a second one. Now, im Isa de Poro, if he paid a second money, Be'edim avaporolo. The first time he paid her money, he called to Edim, he knew he's handling with. I'm giving her money. If he paid a second time, he would have also called to Edim. Oidim, some emele, if he only has Edim on her money, so that's already a raya to her, that he only paid her money. Oidim is ramuy is ramile. Maybe pshat is that, is ramuy is ramile. That the first time they were to wait, the Mechitesi comes, so he said, I'm paying them on the watch, I pay them on. The second time, he didn't have to wait them, so she wasted half an hour to find to wait them. He didn't do it, but it's no raya taka that he didn't pay. Toshma. We learned a baraisa. Kol nishboim shebetoire, nishboim veloi mishalmin. Mina toire, it's a nishba, and you don't pay. Veilu nishboim venoitl midarabon. Asochir v'anik zol v'anechbal v'sheknek d'choshed al ha'shvua v'chem v'yapin kosoi v'ha'poigim shtoroi sheloi be'edim. So it says in the Barai, so when does a poigim have to swear? It's sheloi be'edim. Sheloi be'edim, and then the poigim has to swear. Be'edim loi. But if there's Edim that they paid the first money, and there's no Edim on the second money, I say you don't have to swear, because that's a raya, Taka didn't pay. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boy koma. No, that's not pshat in the Barais. Loi mi boy be Edim. Punkfake. The Vaadai tzrich a shvua. If there's Edim, so Shizicha needs a shvua. We'll see, because she has no birul whatsoever that she's not telling the truth. Avo shaloi beidim, aimetev kimeish beidim betishko baloi shvue kamash melon. Avo shaloi beidim. So that means she has a shtar of 200 zuz, and so this lady is coming out of the clear blue sky and telling us, you know, he only has to give me 100 zuz. So I would think she's like a meshiv avedi. That means that the first 100 zuz she's giving away out of pure righteousness, without any hechach. Now the shail of meshiv avedi means migu, if it's a very good migu, or meshiv avedi means Atakone, the Loshna Meshav Aveda is very unclear. But Al Koponim, but that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, I would think that here, since she wasn't forced in the least bit to say that he paid her anything, she has a shtar that says 200. So, Yoda Alo Yoyne, and she comes and says that he only has to pay 100 zuz, so I would think she wouldn't have to swear. Is Kamash Malon that she also has to swear. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Pegemes ksubos abedim. Iskabalti mone, ubifnei edim kibaltiv. Beidim, so I got the money. Imrinin isa de poro, tvei beidim ava poro. Do dok, beka aisi eidim lefroyim on the kam. But the first money, he wanted to make sure that there's eidim. I do malam vishim de dok, ola isramu yisrami da ve eidim, hosam ba yisim, and then the way eidim. Ve'el nishbo v'noitlum, shetik v'chachomim lishov v'lito, v'tamayim mefurish b'shvus v'perik ol nishboim. Soche, omoloi ten li ischori. V'u'aymer nosati, nigzal. Ro'u shenichnas bebeisoy. Eidim saw Yenna come into the house. Oma loy tenli keilai shenotalta. And he walks out. You see, he walks out with a big suitcase. And he says, give me the keilam you took. Oma loy natalti. I didn't take anything. Eidim ro'u sheyotzev ha-keilam tachas kanfei talisa. They saw he walked out with keilam. Was bulging. Abavula yodu ma. So then the nigzal is nishba v'noitul, what he feels is missing, and he's nemo. Hanechba, rusha nichnas l'sech beise v'yodei sholem. V'yotza chovel, he comes out with a broken hand. Oma loy chavalta bi, he says, you broke my hand. V'oima loy chavalta, you fell, you slipped on a banana peel and you fell. I didn't do it. So kaponim, there's enough of a reyes to... Bimam and the Nechba. Vechem in the Alpen Kosi. Shekoiso boy hakofoiso. He has his ledger that he writes all the money he gives out without getting paid. Kach tzivani ployni losus lepay alov. He told me I should give this and this amount of schoire to his workers. Menasati lam. And now the money he should pay me. Vem oimrim leina talno. Shneim nishboim v'noitlo mimeno. So the Gemara said, Vais tochois, Davke, if there's no Eidim, Pagem is Paloi Eidim, but if there's Eidim, she doesn't need a Shvua. So the Gemara says, No punfakel, the digas vert. If there's Eidim, the Vavi sich a Shvua ala Shav. The Kamoide Bahai Mone Mishem Eidimu. That what she said, that what you saw honesty from her. She was Moide that he paid her money. He paid her money. She couldn't say for Kel. The Eidim said he paid her money. The Lava Shavas Avedi. This is not considered a Shavas Avedi that she's being Meshiv on her own honest accord, money to him. That's called a Meshiv Avedi. But over here, Tavi Kimeshavit, she yesh lo shtar sholim. Olof, she has a shtar that says he owes her 200 zuz. V'iboya v'omra lo kibalti klum. If she wanted to, she could say very easily, I never got anything. So she's a meshiv aveide on these 100 zuz. I would think, since she's a meshiv aveide, she shouldn't have to swear. Kamash malon, she also swears. Zoktaisus, veilu nishboim v'noitlem hasoche. Teime. Fraktaisus, amailoi toni kol hani demas nisen. That means, this is a baraisa, veilu nishboim v'noitlem, and hasoche v'anigzol. So why didn't say, we have a whole bunch of nishboim v'noitlem and amish and also pegemes, eidechod, like why doesn't it say the those which are accounted for in our mission? Why doesn't it say that bereis? Am I like Tony Kolani Masnisen? Bishloim Malatana the Masnisen the Shvuis. Now there's a mission in Shvuis that says El Nishboim Benoitlin. Ikal Meima Leitoni Elahanu. The Salke Daitach Lemeima. The ein neutlen afilu bishvua. The lochi koma heilishne nishboin v'neutlen. V'loi koma ein nefroim elo bishvua kemoi b'masnisen. So Tosis says a moiredike lomdeshe teretz and the mishne in shvuas. That means Tosis says let's be medayik to l'shoinis. In the mishne in shvuas says elu nishboim v'neutlen. In our Mishnah it says, Nifroim b'shvue. It's very interesting. So there's a Moirdike Chilik Taisu says, our Mishnah Nifroim Bishvua means as follows. Be'etzem, she is a shtar. So Be'etzem, she is a right to get paid with the shtar. She is a shtar ksube. No, Nifroim Leisifra Elo Bishvua. But we were Matala Shvua no. So the Shvua is, Napshat is, that we give her because of the Shvua. We're Matala. Till you swear, we won't give you. But it's Nifroim als the shtar. And you need a shvue. So Mamela, that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shvues Elo Nishboim v'noitlin. So there, Pshat is fakert. Pshat is that be'emesn, so you can't mom. Nishboim v'noitlim. No, through the shvua you're able to be a noitl. Nishboim v'noitlim. So memela aleska kashe, why the Mishnah in Shvuas did not bring the cases of our Mishnah? So I'll say it's two inyonim. That Mishnah is speaking about nishboim v'noitlim. Our Mishnah is speaking about nifras b'shvua. So it's two different sugyas. So it's no kashe. But the Tan of the Barais, he made a kugel already. He put in Kivin the Choshev Poigim Shtori. He put in Poigim Shtori Shalai Beidim together with all the Nishboim Venoitlims. So he didn't differentiate Nishboim, V'noitlim, Nifroim, B'shvua. He put them together. He put Poigim, Shtore together with all the others. So he bezoi, so why didn't he put the rest of our Mishnah in his Baraisa? Since he didn't differentiate between the two Sugim. Avalaitan of the Baraisa, given the Choshe Poigim, Shtore, Malaitani, Namikolan of the Masnissen. Yeshloime daitana lechoshev poigim shtorei bo mikoyech hashtar. Ki hani achini demas nisen. Ki vendu atzmai moide shein echayev loi, kolakoso bishtar le moide shepo mikces, vitzach shtape lashmine de neutlen. So Taisu says that the tan of the braise held, there's a moiredike difference between Eidechad Oimer Porua and Pagem Shtori. Eidechad Oimer Porua, that means she is a star, that he owes her a ksube. And Eidechad Oimer Porua is between you and me, Gornish mit Gornish. That means Eidechad is Nemon, he's not Machayev Shvua either, it's a Shvua Sanoitlam, all the Cheschoinis. I have a shtar. So the shtar says, you owe me. The Eidechot says, you paid. Lahaloche, this is garnish megarnish. Now the Mishnah said, Nifroim v'nishboim. Yeah, fine, that's good. You're right, you have a shtar. You get paid. But before you get paid, you have to swear. That's an Eidechot. All the others. I have a shtar. So this is, there's a din nefroim with the shtar. But we said you should swear before we'll let you be goyver. The Baraisa held Pegemes is another ball game already. Pegemes, she says, I got paid half of the ksuber already. So Rebetzin, so in other words, you're telling me that you have a dos baldin over here, that what the shtar says is not true. That's, you might, I mean, the shtar says he owes you 200 zuz, and you say he doesn't owe you 200 zuz. So memele, so the baraisa held, so we don't have a shtar anymore. We don't have a shtar. So memele, so he held, this is also nishboim v'noitlim. This is not nifras b'shvur. This is Nishboi Benoitlin. So that's why Pegemis he's talking with all the Nishboi Benoitlin. But the rest is Taka Nifras Bishvua. Aval shaloi be'edim, eime tehevi kimei shevavedim. So the Gemara says that I would think that shaloi be'edim, she's a mei shevavedim, and she wouldn't have to swear. V'afal gav de taima mishum de mifra leidaik. Fakhtach teisves, we're losing the whole purpose of the shvu over here. That means, again, if we'll be chayisha for sheker, so good, she's a meisha v'aveda, look at the honesty, she's a meiradik. We're chayish mifra leidaik. That's the problem over here. Where she's under the impression that she got paid up. Mifra leidaik. So Mela, how could meishiv aveda be a factor that she shouldn't have to pay, if she shouldn't have to swear? If it's mifra leidaik, only the pressure of a shvul make her concentrate and to be medaik. That's Taisvis Kash. Ba'afal gav the time mishum the mifra leidaik. Vimkein afilu shaloi be'edim nami, she should have to swear. Elamishum de salke daitne shaloi be'edim, shohu zocho mitzesapriye, imkein vade digdik. Fakert, shaloi be'edim, that means that, so we see that the no one is telling her about peroim, and she remembers mitzes peroim. So maybe there'd be a hava mine vadai digdek faket. So we see already she remembers and does. It's kamash malon. No, you can remember peroin, but not complete peroin. Let us go a little further. Iboyelu hapigames ksubosa poches mishova prutemau. Mi imrine kime de kadaike kuli hai, kushta kamre, a dilme rumi kama arma teiko. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, ma tsriche shvu ala shaloi. No, pachis shava pute. Bemone shi moida olov shekibla oise imay cheshbe. She says, you paid me back a money. She makes a cheshbon. Kach nasateli, b'yayim pleini. V'kach, b'yayim pleini. Umetzarafton b'cheshbon. Afilopoches m'shava pruta. Fakel, she makes a cheshbon that how everything was paid up. You only paid me a money. She has a whole cheshbon and she's adding up the poches m'shava putas. So this lady is a computer. My mama, she remembers everything till the dosen, it comes out exactly, you paid me meya and a half zuz. That's what you paid me. It's so memela, so I see she's medayik. You can't say that she's a dil meirumi koma arim. So now we have to understand what's shadirumi koma arim. I mean, this Nachshash Meshaka over here, she's a computer. I mean, you see that close. What's the Tzad Yerumi Kamarim? She's a Shakan over, so we just said we never Choshed of a Sheker. So the Marim Shiv says Pshat, I think this is what he means, Yerumi Kamarim, that means she's fooling us, perhaps in herself also. That means when we come to Inyoni Shikre, there's certain things one can remember perfectly to a T. But that, what she wants to prove, that the other Meyazuz he didn't pay, that she's fooling us. That means one does not prove the other. That means even though you can remember certain Inyonim Moiradik, on the other thing, this is not a proof that the taka you were medayik. Could be the other thing that slipped your mind completely. No, the loshna birumi kamar, but it seems he means to say irumi kamar means that she wants to prove to us she's a daikin, and it's really no proof. That's not what the Maram Shiv says. He says, just one second. Dire Poshe, the Vadi Lemach Zekine Le Shakronis, the boy Tifakil, Hamesha Kosova Taisus, the Lochi Lemoyal Migul, Rakla Perisha Taisus, She Sovro She Digdeko, the Loinisha, she thinks she was Medaik, Taka Loinisha Bizachroina Lefisha, Rak Piroi Mitzas. Rak lefi ma shehi severe she emes ito shle kiblo yois. She taka things like this. Vim kein ashvue shemashbiya oisa chayshev sheishvue schinam. She thinks mamishe chayshev b'ksheirim. Then is chayshev lifts her atzma min ashvue. So she wants to part herself from the shvue. Veloima she kiblo chatzi prute. Ba'oifin she'te'enes ha'emes b'tzir ormo, k'dei lifter atzmo mishvue. She's saying the emes with an intent of ormo, lifter atzmo mishvue, lefima she'severes, she'emes ito. Olochein romo bo nishvue alo, she'dei kein tidik yofe yofe, v'tisker al nochein koidim she'tishpah.